Hi, welcome to this session at Big Blue Button World 2023. We're very lucky to have Chego Jacobs, who is the principal owner of IMDT and who has been involved in the Big Blue Button ecosystem for, I think, over 10 years now. Chego leads a team of developers who've been working on Big Blue Button almost as long. And his presentation today is going to be tackling one of the probably one of the most challenging parts of an open source project or a platform, with one of the largest potential upsides to it, building a plugin architecture to Big Blue Button. Chego, I'll turn it over to you.
Thanks, Fred. Thank you, everyone, for joining. And well, let's start. So I'm going to start trying to explain a little bit the motivation for the plugin architecture, but I'm sure this list could be much longer. So foster the community participation and collaboration, stimulate innovation and experimentation, and improve compatibility and efficiency. The idea here, when we talk about compatibility and efficiency, is mostly about when you develop custom features, so you know that you are developing it in a way that it will be compatible with future versions of Big Blue Button. And efficiency, the idea is that the developers will focus on adding value and creating innovative features instead of rewriting the code, the custom code, when a new Big Blue Button version comes out. And of course, the participation and collaboration of the community is what drives the open source project, and it could not be different with this plugin architecture. So when we started to discuss about this plugin architecture, we defined some premises. And one of the premises that we defined as very important is to have one file per plugin. The idea is that a plugin is a simple file that you can copy to somewhere, get the link, put in the config, and boom, it's running. That's the idea. And it should be distributable through a CDN or self-hosting. So let's say I create a plugin and invite others to try the plugin. They can download the file and host in their own Big Blue Button server, or I can send a link, and this link can be used by others consuming directly from the CDN. The idea is also to provide a way of a seamless UI integration. It means that the plugin can extend the Big Blue Button in a way that the final, the end user, does not even notice it's a plugin or Big Blue Button doing something. So this is one of the premises. But we also want to have the flexibility beyond BBB UI components. It means that, okay, we want that plugin can add a button so the user doesn't notice it comes from a plugin. But what if the plugin wants to use a different React library, different thing? So it's going to be possible also. So yeah, we want seamless UI integration, but we want to preserve the flexibility for the plugins so they can have their own UI components. And another thing that is driving us, and if we compare the initial specification of the plugin and the current state of the plugin architecture that I'm going to demonstrate to you, we can see that it got much more simple. And the idea is that we feel we are almost there. We are still improving the documentation, as I will show in the roadmap in the next slides. But the idea is to inspire someone to create a plugin, and inspiring it by the simplicity of the plugin architecture. So if you are familiar with React and you look the example plugins, the idea is that you will get inspired to create a plugin and think, oh, it's so easy, let me do something. So that's the idea. And the feedback from the community is always appreciated and will be appreciated for this plugin architecture, because we really want to make it simple. If we do not inspire others by the simplicity, we are failing. So please, after the presentation, give us your comments. We're going to post on the mailing list, also requesting for comments. So the idea is to really create something that inspire anyone that is familiar with React to create a plugin, because it's easy to do. And also, we want it to be backward to have backward compatibility, but backward in the sense that the plugin architecture will be backward compatible and the plugins will be future compatible. So let's say if you create a plugin for the BigBlueButton 3.0, it will probably be compatible with the BigBlueButton 3.1. So each integration point that we open is going to be preserved for the long term. And that's the premises that are driving this work. And now, starting to try to show you what we achieved. So what is a BBB plugin? It's a JavaScript bundle. So as I said, it's a single file. No matter if your project have images, CSS, everything, we created the sample plugins in a way that it generates one single JavaScript bundle. It's important. And this bundle is generated from a TypeScript code. And by using TypeScript, we help the developers because of the code completion. So developer will install the plugin SDK from the NPM. And then when create a type or call a function, it will get all the let's say, IntelliSense auto-completion features. So it's going to be very easy to use. And this TypeScript code get access to a plugin API. So basically, there is a plugin API, and this plugin API is going to provide you some functions that you can interact with BigBlueButton. And from this API, it's possible to read information about the current session. So the plugin have a real-time way to consume data from the current session. So the plugin can say, okay, I want to observe the current slide. And then every time the current slide is changed, the plugin reacts to that. And also the plugin can compose the UI through extensible UI areas. I'm going to show it in details, but basically this is what we are talking about when we mention a plugin. So imagine that the next release of BigBlueButton is out and you have a plugin. How do you load it in BigBlueButton? Well, in the initial implementation, you load a plugin by adding in your settings YAML file a name for the plugin, just for reference, and the address. So it can be the BigBlueButton server, or it can be an external server. And from that, BigBlueButton will mount this plugin during the load. But in future, we want to also allow you to load plugins based on the session. So it will probably be an extra parameter in the create meeting API call. So we could have like different types of meetings running in the same server and each type of meeting loading different plugins. But in the initial implementation, it's going to be one configuration for the whole server. It's not going to be difficult to achieve this second step. It's more because we want to define it. It will involve changing the API, so more things to consider, but the both will be available soon. So as I mentioned in the beginning of the presentation, we want a seamless UI integration. So now we're going to enter in a more technical part of the presentation, the part that I like. So extensible UI areas. What is I listed here some areas that Big Blue Button will allow you to extend using plugins, but there is a three dots here. That means much more to come. So basically, a plugin will be able to add a new item in the participant dropdown here, in the whiteboard toolbar, that's here, in the action button dropdown, oops, a ladder was cutted here, but it's a dropdown, so here, and action bar button, so here. But as said, it's just the concept of extensible UI areas. We are going to continuously add more and more areas depending on the type of plugin that we are going to implement. And it's open source, so anyone can always add a new extensible UI area and contribute by a pull request. So the idea is to just define the concepts, provide some of these integration parts, and then as an open source project, we can grow together. So in this example, we are adding a button to the whiteboard toolbar. So the whiteboard toolbar is this part. And when you click on the button, it's removed. The idea here is to show you that the plugin contributes to the Big Blue Button UI, but it can also change it during the execution of the plugin. So it's reactive in this way. So let's get into the details of the code. Here, the plugin is a functional component, and it receives the ID of the plugin. This ID is generated on the when Big Blue Button is loading it, so it's different each time. It's just a reference so the plugin can ask the plugin API for the SDK. So basically, the plugin asks for this API, and from here, the plugin can define set whiteboard toolbar items. It's an array of items that are going to be added to the toolbar. And here we define one of these items that is a button. So the plugin is, so the seamless UI integration means that the plugin provides Big Blue Button descriptors of UI elements that are going to be added into Big Blue Button, and Big Blue Button will render it using its own rendering of buttons. That's why it's a seamless integration. And here, basically what we do is we get the reference for the plugin API. We, every time the toolbar items is changed, we notify Big Blue Button that there is a new set of items for the toolbar. And here we create the initial state of this array. It's a React hooks. And we add a toolbar button. And when the user clicks on the button, we just define that the toolbar items is going to be an empty array. So this becomes empty. It comes in the into effect, and it calls the set whiteboard toolbar items. So okay. So this is an example of the button added by the plugin. And if you click on the button will just disappear. So I demonstrated how the plugin can tell Big Blue Button to add more items to the UI. And now I'm going to show how a plugin can have a specific UI. So when Big Blue Button is loading a plugin, it loads the JavaScript and it creates an empty div element with a specific ID. It's outside of the BBB, so it's floating, let's say a div floating on top of BBB on the 0, 0 position. And then this plugin can render something. Let's, in this example, we are rendering a pop-up and we are adding a button also to the whiteboard toolbar items. And when you click, it just defines set show model as true. So the variable changes, and then the model appears. And this is UI, this is plugin specific UI. We have a screenshot on the next slide. It's here. So you click it on this button and boom, there's a pop-up fully provided by the plugin. And here it can use its own framework, CSS, everything. Now I'm going to show how the real-time data consumption is going to be possible. Basically, we'll have a hook that is use current presentation. This is for getting the current presentation of the session, of the running session, but we'll have use current user and other hooks for data consumption. So basically here we are saying, okay, get the current presentation, and every time the current page number changes, you show an alert to the user. And here I'm just showing that slide two, so an alert presentation is now on page two. So basically, it's one line of code, and the plugin can get real-time access to meeting information. And as demonstrated before, it can change the Big Blue Button UI based on this data. So it's everything you need for creating like a plugin that reacts to what's happening and provides interaction points with the users. But we also provide you some commands. Let me show you an example. So here, we are providing a way for the plugin. In this example, we are monitoring the use current presentation, that's the real-time data consumption. And we are telling, okay, every time that the current page text changes or the is presenter of the current user changes, you execute this function. So the code, if you're not presenter, it returns, so it does nothing. But if you are the presenter and there is a YouTube link into the presentation text, it can call the command share external video and getting the first YouTube link of the current slide, and then boom, Big Blue Button will share the external video. So the concept of commands is this thing that you can call something on Big Blue Button and execute. Another example is like open the chat panel or perform some action on the behalf of the user. So this is what we're calling commands here. So these are the key features for the plugins. And now I'm going to show you the roadmap. So one thing we wanted to explore, and it was very good to do this proof of concept, because as I told, we started from a very complex API, and now it's, I believe it's very simple, waiting for the feedbacks. And so the first step was to create this seamless UI integration proof of concept that was adding a button to the whiteboard toolbar. And the other proof of concept was consuming data in real time. And here, the plugin architecture is hiding some complexity because the Big Blue Button is one React application and each plugin is a different React application. So the SDK is basically using browser events to communicate these two React applications, because one hook from one React cannot affect the other. But in the way that we could make it happen, it's just like you're using a BBB hook. So it's really powerful. And this is why we feel the simplicity can inspire others to create this thing, because you have a really easy way to use these hooks. Now we are in the step of the improving the API and the documentation. So sometimes when we are creating the documentation, we see, oh, it's getting complex to explain, so let's change it to be easier. So this is what we are doing right now. There is an open pull request from Guilherme. that's the developer that's implementing all this stuff. And we're almost there for merging it. But once we get this part done, we will post on the mailing list requesting for comments. We'll get all the feedback that the community provides and then adjust it accordingly, iterate again and again until we find we are in a good position. And then we will implement more sample plugins because we believe that we need to provide like a good set of sample plugins. So if you want to try to do something, you can get a plugin that does almost what you want to do, and then you just extend it a little bit and you have your own plugin implemented. And then after implementing this set of sample plugins and probably posting on mailing list again, then we're going to publish to NPM and then others can start using it. So this is the current roadmap. And here, I'm listing some sample plugin ideas that we received from some users, some internal comments also, some ideas from Fred also. So just showing you what can be possible with this plugin architecture. So one of the things that are going to be possible is creating AI-generated posts. So basically, it's a plugin that adds a button here. And then when you click this button, it will call an AI API, let's say like ChatGPT or something, and providing the text of the current slide or of the last five slides, something like that. And then this plugin can call the create poll with the question and the possible answers filled in the form, and then you can start a poll, and the AI generated the information, you validate it, and then you start sharing the poll. This was actually something we already created. Fred demonstrated in another conference, and this is one of the sample plugins. Fred agreed to make it open source later, so it's basically one of the sample plugins we're going to provide. Another sample plugin is a directory lookup. So you can click on the student name and the plugin will add a button named a directory lookup. When you click this button, it can make a request, like a HTTPS request, and get like the username. I don't know if the user has some pending assignment, things like that, and then show in a pop-up for the moderator. So it's another idea. Another idea is to show some participant information when you click into the user. So here we are offering a directory lookup, but here the idea is that you click on the user and some information appears to the instructor. So this is another idea. Another idea is creating it's like a matrix of sticky notes on the whiteboard. Each note for each student gets a note, and then only the student can write into the note. This can be another one. And now we want to get inspired by your own needs and experience using BigBlueButton. So I'm teasing you here to post on Twitter and using the hashtag BigBlueButton. And maybe we can do your idea as one of the example plugins of the SDK. So let's say you have a custom feature you developed or you want to see in BigBlueButton. You can propose it as a plugin, and maybe we can implement that and make it on open source. So now I will open for questions, and here are some links for the pull request, and also in case of someone wants to contact us. Thanks, Lucas. So now just questions and that's all.
Okay, Tiago, I think that's 25 minutes. What I'm going to suggest is we'll pause the recording here, as you had given the invitation for people to like participate in the community, tweet out, thread out, post to our forums, give us feedback on what you'd like to see, they would like to see in the plugin, and then they'll help guide us as well. All right. Great. Thanks, Tiago, for the excellent presentation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.